The new fall TV season begins tonight, and TV critic David Bianculli is ready to guide us through the first week. Here's his rundown on which shows to sample and which to avoid.
Let's do it one night at a time. Tonight, the new shows worth checking out are Cosby and Pearl on CBS. I've seen three episodes of Bill Cosby's new sitcom, and they work nicely. Cosby and Felicia Rashad are as good together as ever, Madeline Kahn gives very funny support, and there aren't any little kids around to hog the spotlight. Then there's Pearl, the show that has Rhea Perlman of Cheers as a woman realizing her dream of finally attending college. She's very likable here, but the show's secret weapon is Malcolm McDowell, who plays her humanities teacher. He's as tough as John Houseman's Professor Kingsfield was in The Paper Chase, and McDowell is just great. Who would have thought that the juvenile delinquent of A Clockwork Orange and If would grow up to be such a figure of authority? I guarantee you, next year's Emmys will have McDowell as a nominee.
Let me tell you about my favorite subject, me. Born in Glasgow, raised in poverty, Oxford educated, divorced from a woman who enjoyed introducing me as her bitter half. Published 12 times and fully tenured. Like most self-made men, I am in awe of my creator. I've been accused of being acerbic, sarcastic, egomaniacal, insensitive, sardonic, domineering, and cruel. Well, I don't think I'm cruel. Life is about surviving. Deal with me, survive this class, and you'll be able to swim in the shark-infested waters of the corporate world. Handle French maitre d's, plumbers, cab drivers. And maybe even hold your own with those awful little men who install telephones.
On Tuesday, the two new shows to try this week are Something So Right on NBC and Spin City on ABC. Both of them are very smart comedies. Something So Right stars Mel Harris of 30-something and Jerry Burns of Dear John as the heads of a kind of Brady Bunch household of the 90s. Spin City, one of the most polished pilots of the season, stars Michael J. Fox as the deputy mayor of New York City. The cast, the lines, the premise, everything about Spin City is just right out of the box. Wednesday, the show worth sampling, believe it or not, is Men Behaving Badly. This series has the same kind of freshness about it that Third Rock from the Sun had last year. It's weird and it's different, and so is Rob Snyder from Saturday Night Live, whose cartoonish style of acting may actually make Men Behaving Badly a surprise hit for NBC. Thursday, you may as well check out Brooke Shields in Suddenly Susan, because everybody else will. The final reworked pilot isn't all that impressive, but in his time slot against Seinfeld and ER, it doesn't have to be. The bigger Thursday news, though, is that this week both Friends and Seinfeld are serving up season premieres. Similarly, on Friday, the biggest news is that Homicide: Life on the Street begins a new season, getting a much earlier start than usual. And on the weekend, the one new series worth trying out, I guess, is Dark Skies, the Aliens in the 60s show that NBC has promoted about 100,000 times. I expected it to be a lot better, but I expected that of the movie Independence Day, too, and that seemed to do all right. What to avoid? In general, almost everything else. In particular, Love and Marriage this Saturday on Fox, because it gets my vote as the worst new show of the season. The week's very best, Pearl tonight and Spin City tomorrow.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.